So the Ezra Hashem learned Daf Chaf Hey of Maseches Nida. Some of the topics we're learning about today include Hamapel Shvir Moli Dam Moli Baser. If a woman delivers an embryo filled with blood or flesh, whether she is Tamei Tumas Leida. Hamapel Shvir She'in Merukim. If a woman delivers an undeveloped embryo, whether it is considered a child. This might depend on whether Acher or Betzal, whether the embryo was filled with murky or clear liquid. Simen Vlad, the sign of a fetus which would be considered a child and therefore exempt the next child from the halachas of the firstborn. Regarding behemadaka, a small animal, gasa, a large animal, and isha, for a woman. Imhay merukim, teishab lazachol in the keva. If a woman delivered a developed embryo, she is tamei tumas leida. However, if we cannot tell whether the fetus is male or female, she must observe the stringency of both male and female births, i.e. she is tamei for 14 days, but then she is only tar for another 26 days until the end of 40 days from the birth. Hitzad bait kenaisai, leida im zachohu im nekevehi. How do we examine an embryo to determine whether it is male or female? Hamapela sandal or shilya teshav lazachol nekeva. If a woman delivers a sandal, a fetus that became flattened due to its being crushed by its twin, or if she delivers only an afterbirth, she is tamei tumas leida and must observe the stringencies of both male and female births. In sandal she'ina mevlad, a sandal always accompanies another child.